This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Anchor Brewing, maker of Anchor Steam Beer, started in the Gold Rush, made it through the 06 quake, the Spanish flu, and Prohibition, but it's not making it through the post-COVID world. What some see as America's first craft brewery is closing down. Sapporo of Japan bought Anchor 6 years ago, but the pandemic, inflation, and tough competition in the craft beer game have taken it down. Also, we're drinking less beer. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
When Anchor spokesperson Sam Singer was just getting to be of age in Berkeley in the 70s, getting a hold of an Anchor beer was a big deal.
That's what the cool guys drank. That was old style. That was OG.
Anchor is OG in that it calls itself America's first craft brewery. But it's relied on people buying its beer in bars and restaurants, which we didn't go to as much during lockdowns. Singer says the company's annual revenue has declined by 75% since 2016. And there are now over 9,000 craft breweries in the U.S. compared to one when Anchor started.
And they're wonderful competitors, wonderful brews, but many of those also are eating up shelf space.
Also, beer sales were down 3% last year by volume, according to the Brewers Association, a trade group. Bart Watson is its chief economist. He says wine and liquor have gotten less expensive relative to beer.
If you have two somewhat substitutable goods, one gets cheaper relative to the other, you're going to see some consumer shifts there.
Also, Americans are aging. And Watson points out, the older we get, the less beer we drink. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.